Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today, LWA, LAA, LTEU, and Wi-Fi. You got that? That's what I'm going to discuss. The reason I'm going to talk about it is because smartphones love bandwidth. Any argument? Smartphones want more bandwidth. Actually, the users love the bandwidth. The phone just wants to keep up to avoid having the user throw it in the floor. You know what I mean? Am I right? Today, if you sit there and scream at your phone because it's just not fast enough or it can't get the data, it's hard enough we got to type on those little screens, right? So first off, carrier does want to keep you on their system. They like the control. They want to, you know, obviously they can bill when you're using their data. That's what they want to do. But the usage is getting so crazy. So now they're, you know, they're going to offload anything they can just to make the phone look faster. That's the goal. So the OEMs had a way to figure it out. Well, actually, Qualcomm and Ericsson were coming up with, they came up with these new ways to use the Wi-Fi band to get more bandwidth. And the reason Qualcomm's doing it, they want to sell chips. Ericsson is an OEM, and everyone's on board with it. I know Alcatel-Lucent, Nokia, I think everyone's on board with it. The key is here is to make the phone as fast as possible and to utilize everything you possibly can to make it as good as it can possibly be. So whether you think it's good or bad, I don't know. The Wi-Fi guys and the LTE guys are fighting it out. I'm going to write about that. So the thing here is I just try and give you a high-level overview of what's going on and try to understand it. Try to explain a little bit. And also, this will probably be used in a small cell or a DAS environment. So the way I look at it, this is a good thing. The handoff is probably going to happen a lot on the smaller level. When I say smaller, like I'm saying the micro cell level or in a DAS. Because when you think of DAS, you usually think DAS is deployed in the buildings, in the stadiums, on the streets where the people are. And that's where people use Wi-Fi. Am I right? In your house, you have Wi-Fi. When you're on the street, you could have Wi-Fi. Depends what whether it's available or not. So the first thing you have is Wi-Fi boost. What is that? A lot of these carriers are coming out with ways to actually get Wi-Fi to work on the phone along with the carrier. And it's just a boost. It's something the OEMs are providing. But what you're probably more familiar with is LWA. Boost is one thing, LWA is another. So the LWA is licensed Wi-Fi, I'm sorry, didn't mean to say license. LTE Wi-Fi aggregation. So that's where they actually have LTE and Wi-Fi work together and look like one. You probably heard me talk about in other posts and other podcasts, I talked about the aggregation, right? What aggregation is where they take multiple carriers and get them all to work together. And they usually do it in LTE. So the way the bands are broken up, you know, they could have 5 megahertz here, 10 megahertz here, and, you know, let's say 2 megahertz over there. With aggregation, they can get those to work together and look like, on the phone, look like one big channel. So now suddenly instead of 10, 5, and 2, you can make it look like a 17 megahertz channel. And then it can get God knows how much bandwidth through that. So that's the goal, right? To get as much bandwidth as possible now that everything is going to basically be over IP. Well, here they're finding a way to do it with Wi-Fi. Now, the Wi-Fi guys like that because they have Wi-Fi and they want to work with the carriers and they want to get paid. So I get it, you know, and I have an overview in there that Alcatel-Lucent did about how to do it. I thought it was rather interesting. So that's basically the aggregation where they all work together, Wi-Fi and LTE. Then there's LTEU, which is LTE in the unlicensed band, which hasn't been approved by the FCC yet. I have another post on it, and that's going to be a big deal because if they can run LTEU in the Wi-Fi bands, 2.4.5.8, it's probably going to be 5.8 gigahertz. If they can run it there, it changes the game because then you have LAA, licensed assisted access. So now what that is, again, it's a form of aggregation where they actually have the licensed LTE working with the unlicensed LTE, and it'll all look like one big channel. No, it's not your father's Wi-Fi. In fact, it's not Wi-Fi at all, and it has to learn to coexist with Wi-Fi, which I think it will. I think they already have it working, right? They got it working in the labs. Now it's just a matter of putting it out in public. And if you're interested, Radio Electronics is a good explanation of it. Very good. I have a link in there. I would go to that. But the reason this is such a big deal is because, in theory, according to what Qualcomm says, they can get like 2 to 5 times the throughput of LTEU. Like when I say throughput, I mean data throughput, 2 to 5 times data throughput than they could on Wi-Fi. They say it's much more efficient and much cleaner, but you know, it's still unlicensed, license free. It's still got to share the airwaves, and they're unlicensed airwaves. So it's one of those things that's going to be, I think it's going to be a game changer. I'm looking forward to it. The Wi-Fi people are not. They're protesting. They spent a ton of money on Wi-Fi. I get it. The next thing you have is Multifire, and it's MU, capital L, capital T, capital E, Fire. And Qualcomm's coming up with it, and I don't really know what they're going to do with that. It's pretty new. Probably won't be out till 2020. It's probably going to be used in something like 3.5 gigahertz. I don't know. I tried to read up on it. It's very new. There was no explanation. But I wanted to bring it out there because Qualcomm's trying to stay ahead of the game. You got to give Qualcomm a lot of credit. I mean, they want to sell chips, right? Because if we buy 1 million smartphones, they want to sell 1 million chips. And they're brilliant at that. They just are. Qualcomm's an amazing company. But this Multifire is something new that they're going to have here real soon. Real soon, in this case, is going to be 2020 till it's actually out and available to the public. So there you go. I just wanted to do a brief, high-level overview. I have links in there if you're interested. And we'll probably get into more detail on all this in the future. But it's just a way to get more bandwidth to your phone using licensed and unlicensed spectrum. Be smart. Be safe. Pay attention. See ya.